This morning I'm going to try to talk to you about joy. I don't really feel adequate. It's not even something I have mastered in my life. I have so much that I need to learn about it, but it's something that God has definitely been dealing with in me lately, and so I thought maybe I can try to share with you. And so the first thing I want to mention is joy is something that I personally find so easy to see missing in other people's life and be like, oh, you know, you should try to encourage somebody. I mean, be like, you should have more joy. You should be more happy. And then for myself, I found out just how hard it is to be joyful. The first thing that I have to tell you is joy is something that we can only have as a Christian, true joy. I mean, there are many things that give us joy. Babies are joyful, weddings are joyful, birthday parties. So many things bring joy, but the only thing that can give us true joy is salvation through Christ. He is the only one that will give you joy. We can search for it. So many people look for it. I mean, I always knew that I wanted to get married, and I wanted to grow up and have a job, and all these things would be so fun. And what I felt after the Lord saved me was a joy that is compared to nothing else. I love being married, I love being a mom, but as hard as it would be, I hope that my joy and my strength would follow the Lord anywhere and leave them behind. Not that I think God calls you to do that, but if He does, I hope that I could do that. And so so often as Christians, I will see myself or I'll see somebody else just going through a trial, and God gives us trials. That's how He makes us stronger. But so often we forget to have joy in those times of trial. You'll feel like you can't get through it and nobody else knows what I'm going through. Well, number one, I don't really think that anybody goes through something that someone else hasn't already gone through. The thing that I always take my mind back to, no matter what I'm in, even when I was really sick during like the morning sickness stage of my pregnancy, I thought of the Christians in other countries. And if you hear stories or read stories, I've heard many, but most of the stories that I have heard are through like Voice of the Martyr magazines. Those people are happy. Those people are joyful. How, I don't know. I think I would be terrified and living under a cardboard box in an alley where they wouldn't be looking for me. But they are happy. You can see it in their faces, and their churches are burnt, and they're missing arms, and they're missing fathers, or they're missing children. How somebody can have enough joy in the Lord to give their son up, I don't know. I don't know how you could do it, but they do. Their strength comes from the Lord. And so the first thing that I want to mention is joy is a command. That's why they're happy. That's why they have joy, because it's a command. It's not an easy thing, but it's a command. In Psalms 32:11, be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. Philippians 4:4 tells us, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. In 1 Thessalonians 5:16, rejoice evermore. That means always, in everything. And the other thing is, God, trials usually have an end. I tried to think in my head of something that was a trial that didn't end, and I couldn't really think of one. There probably are trials that don't end, but as Jackie was talking to us yesterday, her father-in-law, he was sick and ill and living with them, and praise the Lord, he was saved. But that the Lord took them through that trial. Her husband was, he healed from his accident. The trials end, and we need to remember that. And that's what can give you the joy. I mean, if you think about it that there isn't an end, it's going to be hard to have joy, but the Lord will bring you through that. He'll give you the strength. In Nehemiah 8:10, it tells us that the joy of the Lord is our strength. You might ask, how How can I get through this? How can I have joy when it looks so bleak, it looks so hard? Well, because if you are, again, if as a Christian, the Lord will give you strength. You will. The Bible says in Isaiah 61:10, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. If we have salvation in the Lord, we will have joy. Joy is one of the fruits of the Spirit. So as a Christian, that is another sign that it has to be in your life. I mean, you're not always going to be joyful. You will fail, but there you have to have joy in your life as a fruit of a true believer. Psalms 5:11 says, But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. He's defending us. So when you are in a trial, you have to remember that God is there with you, and that is why you can be joyful. Joy is a gift. It's a gift to us. God gave it to us as a Christian because the living in the world is not an easy thing. Even if you're not in a trial, if you look around at the things that we see going around us, I mean, in the last year we've had how many shootings and the tornadoes and all these things that happen, and everybody is so devastated for them, and we are, and they go, well, we have to pull together as a nation and help them. The biggest thing that they need is salvation. That's the only way that you can pull through a tragedy like that. And when you look at the news and in the media, they like to think that that's pulling together and pooling money and going over there is the answer, but the answer is we need to take the gospel to people, and we have to start right here in our own homes and show joy to other people. When somebody asks you how you're feeling, it's okay to tell them that you might not be feeling good, but you still should be able to tell them something positive as a Christian. There should always be something that you can tell somebody happy, whether it's something like, I was able to get out of bed this morning. There should be something that we can tell people happy in our life for the Lord. We should, as Christians, always have something that is going right. I have one little devotional I wanted to read out of Spurgeon's Morning and Evening, and it says, The Lord hath done great things for us, therefore we are glad. Psalms 126:3. Some Christians are sadly prone to look on the dark side of everything and to dwell more upon what they have gone through than upon what God has done for them. Ask for their impression of the Christian life and their deep afflictions, their sad adversities and sinfulness of their heart, yet scarcely any allusion to the mercy and help which God has vouchsafed them. But a Christian whose soul is in a healthy state will come forward joyously and say, I will speak not about myself, but to the honor of my God. He has brought me up out of an horrible pit and out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. He has put a new song in my mouth, and even praise unto our God. The Lord has done great things for me, therefore I am glad. Such an abstract of experience as this is the very best that any child of God can present. It is true that we endure trials, but it is just as true that we are delivered out of them. It is true that we have corruptions, and mournfully do we know this, but it is quite as true that we have an all-sufficient Savior who overcomes these corruptions and delivers us from their dominion. In looking back, it would be wrong to deny that we have been in the slough of despond and have crept along the valley of humiliation, but it would be equally wicked to forget that we have been through them safely to our mighty helper and leader who has brought us out into a healthy, wealthy place. The deeper our troubles, the louder our thanks to God, who has led us through all and preserved us until now. Our griefs cannot mar the melody of our praise. We reckon them to be the bass part of our life's song. He has done great things for us, therefore we are glad. If you're ever struggling with finding something to be joyful about, think about the things in your life that God has done. And if you can't find anything that God has done, maybe you need to be saved, and that would be the starting ground. For me, that's the biggest thing that God has done, and in some sense, that's the only thing that matters. It is the only thing that matters, is that God has saved me. And if that's the only thing that you can find to bring you joy in your life, strive for it. God is calling each and every one of you to Him, and that's the only place you're going to find joy. I cannot stress it enough that even as a Christian, I find myself looking to other things when I'm feeling sad, and looking to my husband or looking to my mom or to my son, and they can't give it to me. It has to be God. And so I would just really encourage you girls to seek the Lord in your Christian walks, or cry out to Him. Please talk to Jenny or Jackie or Angie. Somebody, we would love to help you guys. We want to see you succeed in life for Christ. That's our goal. We are commanded as Christians to strive for the kingdom of heaven. And that's all.